Amistad and Harper Audio present The Fame Game, an insider's playbook for earning your 15 minutes by Ramon Hervey II, read by Prentice Oniemi. I dedicate this book to my children, Melanie, Jillian, and Devin, who have enriched and brought more love, joy, and happiness into my life than I could have ever dreamed or fathomed. Introduction. Over the past four decades, I've passionately invested my professional career and livelihood in playing the fame game. As a seasoned proliferator of fame, I find it impossible to ignore our fascination, insatiable desire for, and obsession with fame, branding, celebrity cachet, and social media influencer stardom. Its allure, pomp, pretense, and enviable rewards are more coveted now than at any other time in modern history. However, there is no fail-safe expert playbook, foolproof recipe, magic potion, serum, diet, spiritual path, holistic herbs, manager, Svengali, mentor, coach, agent, performance school, or university that can guarantee stardom and fame. The challenges and strategies are not universally the same for everyone. There's no spin Bible that offers the secrets on how to craft an effective strategy to counter and create a positive spin on a major crisis or canceling that arises. If there were, someone would be selling it. I've never had a desire to be famous, but the perception of fame and its link to success has always intrigued me. Andy Warhol popularized the iconic pop culture phrase, "In the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes." It surfaced in a program for a Swedish exhibit at the Moderna Museet in Stockholm in 1968. But photographer Nick Finkelstein claimed credit for the phrase, which was said in a conversation with Warhol while doing a photo shoot of him. As a crowd gathered to get a peek of Warhol, Warhol remarked, "Everyone wants to be famous," and Finkelstein replied, "Yeah, for about 15 minutes, Andy." Regardless, once I heard the expression, I latched onto it and made it my mantra, adding my own twist to it. I don't think it's possible for everyone to get 15 minutes of fame. But in the entertainment business, if you're lucky enough to get 15 minutes used wisely, you can milk it and sustain a lengthy career. If you only get 10 minutes, you'll reach a lower plateau of fame, but can still experience a moderate level of sustainable success. From 5 to 10 minutes, you can be popular and quasi-famous, but you're not in the upper echelon. Anything under 5 minutes, and you can hang on to your anonymity and walk freely wherever you go. There is an internal industry system that assesses a talent's commercial success and fame. Major film studios, broadcast networks, and record labels set their own rating prerequisites. In turn, they pay the most famous the highest fees, rewards, access, and benefits. People who earn fame have the right to exploit and use it however they see fit. There is no right way, only the way that works best for the person. They reap the benefits or deal with the adverse consequences of their choices. I chose the title The Fame Game because it captures and personifies the inherent spirit of the unpredictability of fame. While not a frivolous game, it requires that the players possess the comparable level of talent and skills to compete and play any professional game at its highest level. Add to that, all the games that we love and are most fascinated by don't have a predetermined outcome. In most instances, the behind-the-scenes power brokers in the entertainment industry who play and fuel fame are guessing. The talent is guessing, and I've guessed hundreds of times myself. It's not rocket science or based on scientific methodology. It's a crapshoot. It's bias. There are inherent risks. Developing a successful and famous star takes a collective and concerted team effort. There is no I in team or fame. I'm not posturing to be a wunderkind, nor is this a tell-all expose filled with mudslinging and innuendo, a vanity project, or a how-to guide. It was premature for me to write a memoir because I am an eternal optimist and believe my best years are looming in my future. Hence, I framed this work as a career retrospective and my promoir. My inspiration for authoring my book is to share my unique story and put you in the passenger seat to experience my roller coaster ride representing a cavalcade of prominent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?